Good morning, Bridge of Hope. Stand, please. Welcome. It's great to have all of you in the house and those of you watching online. Welcome. God bless all of you. All right, I want you to make this statement with me. Say, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. Again, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. All right, some of you might be saying that in faith, but that's okay, okay? God doesn't sleep, and so neither can you today, right now, okay? No sleeping. Look at your neighbor and say, wake up. Amen. Amen. Doesn't grow weary. We do, but he doesn't. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Precious, precious hymn. I believe everybody in here could say this. He has been faithful. He is faithful. Amen. I want you to sing it with all you got.
Turning with pardon for sin and the peace that endureth thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide.
Come on, strength
for today and bright hope for tomorrow.
Some of you in here may not really feel like God's been faithful. Been through a hard time, hard to see God. Sometimes you're like, God, where are you? He'll give you strength for today, as one of the verses said. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. You can trust Him. You can absolutely trust Him. Even if He seems far away, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. If I could have the deacons to come up now, I'd like to extend an invitation for you to come. Come on up and get prayer for anything that you need prayer for today. There is no one like our God. He is holy. There is no one like Him. Come on up for prayer.
We live for you. Oh, we live for you. of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever breathe. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. The name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. And lead me in.
lot of families struggling in this very room right now. I speak Jesus. Lord, I speak Jesus over every family in this place. I speak Jesus over fear, anxiety, depression. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus over every family in Jesus' name. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power.
Yes, it is.
Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn.
If you're suffering at all, these altars are still open. It doesn't matter what it is. No one will judge you. Come on up if you need prayer.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn.
Jesus broke the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over it.
Come on, say it for your family. Say it.
Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name.
Yes. Jesus. Come on, sing it.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the street. Darkness over every enemy.
over every enemy.
Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Come on, we're going to shout his name again.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
Come on, shout his name everywhere.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over.
That you are breaking strongholds. Lord, I thank you. Fear and anxiety and depression are gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that our families, Lord, we speak faith over our families. They will serve you. They will be men and women of God. Hallelujah. Close your eyes as we sing this song and we join with the angels and the choirs of heaven to sing.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. All who've gone before us and all who will be here, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and
position, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever. Creation cries, holy, you are lifted high,
yes, you are.
Holy, holy forever.
Come on, people, sing it.
Hear your people sing. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high,
thank you.
hear your people sing. Holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be. Holy, holy
Psalms this morning. It says, Lord, give me an undivided heart. Let that be your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If that worship doesn't fire you up, I think your wood is wet. Might have to check it out. Good morning, everybody. Welcome you to worship. Yes, welcome you to worship with us this morning, and all those that are watching online, we're glad that you're here. Enjoy the worship time and the message that the pastor has for us this morning. If this is your first time here, we're glad that you chose to worship with us this morning. If you would, fill out one of the offering envelopes in front of you, and if you can turn that in at the Welcome Center after service, we have a special gift that we would like to give you if you would do that for us. A couple of announcements that we have on April the 6th, immediately after service, we will have our annual business meeting. So mark that on your calendars. This Thursday is the Yes Luncheon. So we need people to sign up for that if you're planning to come. It is for 60 and over, young enough to serve. And so they need you to sign up so that they know how many people are coming so they can plan for the food. And then on that sign up, you're also able to note on there or choose if you want to help bring some of the food. So just need you to sign up for that. This Saturday is our men's breakfast at 8 o'clock. And if you haven't been to that, I would encourage you to come. 8 o'clock Saturday morning. And I've got two others that are coming up to do announcements. I'm going to have Jill and Carla come up here as well while they're coming. The sermons that we're doing online, so we were streaming everything on Facebook, and that is all moving over to YouTube. And so you're able to, on the app, you can scroll down and just click on Watch Sermons, and it will redirect you to the YouTube channel. Or you can find it on YouTube as well, but it's Bridge of Hope Paris. But we need 100, if you would please like and subscribe to the channel. We need 100 subscribers so that we're able to change the channel name to something unique. So I think we have 100 in here, so if everybody gets on there today and does that, that would be fantastic. So Jill has an update from Helping Hands. I'm going to have her do that.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who participated in Helping Hand last year and then this year. Told him I would keep it short, so I'm going to. Last year's total was $5,406, which was excellent. But we did even better this year. Amen. So I'm going to have Jonathan flash it up here on the screen so y'all can see it. Thank you. You guys did great. So just be thinking about what you're going to make for next year because I'm not going to let up. We got to keep on keeping on. We're going to hit 10,000 at some point. Thank you.
Who all wants to build a float? Everybody, that's wonderful. Okay. Last year, we won first place, not to brag. We're going to do it again this year. Be ready. If you think you can't help, you are wrong. If you can staple, if you can cut a straight line, or a little crooked, it's okay. If you can do that, you can help. You don't have to be creative. We've already got our theme. It's going to be water, ocean. Isaiah 43:2 is our memory verse that we're doing with this. Everybody can help. We're going to have nights where we just do some creative things. If you want to try to help, and you can't, you're not creative, we'll tell you. If you can't do it, come entertain us and watch us do it. We need people who can construct, cut, pick up stuff. You don't have to actually do anything. Just pick up cardboard for us. Anything helps. And Carla has the information on how you can help.
Alrighty. I'm just a logistics girl. So if you would like to help with the parade, last year we had about 100 sign up, and I think we had more than that there. So when you buy a shirt, we have a themed shirt that goes with the float this year. They're $20, but that means you get a shirt and a child gets a shirt for free. And so that's a really good opportunity to bless them. We have a couple floats for people to ride on. If you can't walk the entire parade and you're an adult, we'll have a float for you. And then we have a float for the children, and the rest of us will be handing out candy. So the things we need are candy donations, wood donations, volunteers, to people who can pick up cardboard from Lowe's. There's all kinds of things that you can sign up for. In order to get the shirt or anything like that, you go on the app or on Facebook. You hit the sign up, and there's all those things listed that I just said. If you can't do that, just come see me in the coffee bar, and I'll be glad to hook you up. I think that's it. We're looking forward to having a really big turnout, and we need everybody to sign up pretty quickly within the next 2 weeks if we can, so we'll know how many shirts to order. It takes a couple weeks. Oh, the parade is actually April 25th. How many of you have ever been to the Fish Fry Parade? Yeah. How many of you plan to march in the Fish Fry Parade this year?
Everybody
raising their hand? All right.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And then the other thing I wanted to just remind everybody. So Pastor Eric loves to meet and sit down and talk with every one of you. But I want to just encourage us to be respectful of his study time and be mindful of that. So mornings is when he spends time in studying and preparing and listening to the Lord. And so preferably afternoons, after 1 o'clock, after lunch. If you want to visit him, that would be the best time, unless you make a special appointment so he knows it in advance. And then also Fridays are his days off, and Treva said to make sure that, no, I'm just kidding, to not bother him on Friday. But Fridays are his day off, and he works every other day, Saturdays, Sundays. You know, when we are sitting here being filled, he's busy, he's working. And so I just want to remind us to be mindful of that. All right, and then our prayer focus for this week, I was praying about this, and I really felt that God spoke this to me late last night. I believe that God is using us, not Bridge of Hope name specifically, but you, every one of you, to be the change and to be the hub of the revival that he is doing in Paris and in Henry County. Our pastor has been teaching us that it's not about us, that it's all about the kingdom of God. And so our prayer focus, and God can only use us if we're able, or if we're willing and available. So our prayer focus this week, I want you to pray for this specifically, and I'll probably post it on Facebook so you have it again. But pray for wisdom, for clarity, for discernment, and for unity and purpose, and that it all must be centered in love. Everything that we do in outreach has to be centered in love. But I just feel that God is preparing us for what's coming next. And so I just want us to all really, really pray into that this week specifically on how God can use you, because it's not pastor, it's not me, it's every one of you that's here. We are Bridge of Hope. It's you. We are the church. And I love when we go out to do street reach, and people always ask us that question. Well, what church are you from? And I love to say, we are the church. Because it doesn't matter where we get together on Sunday. It matters that we are the kingdom of God. And so let's pray this morning. God, we thank you for the work that you're doing in the body, in every one of us in here individually. God, we saw you moving this morning through our worship service and our prayer service, God. And everything we do, God, is to just love on people. And I saw it this morning, God, during this prayer time. It's not just the people that come here, but there are many, many people in this city that are hurting and that just need love. And I pray, God, that you would open the doors wide open, Lord, that you would fling it apart, Lord. Everything that has been hindering and stopping your movement, God, I just rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. We push back the darkness, Lord, in this city. And I pray, God, that you would, that we would be used as warriors to march ahead for your kingdom, not to build anything of our own, but to build your kingdom, God, and just to proclaim the goodness of God, and that people would set their hearts on you and have a relationship with you. God, we just thank you for using us, and I pray that we would just search our hearts for what you want us to do, and that we would walk boldly in that. God, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please welcome Pastor Eric.
Amen. It's good to be with you this morning. It's good to have you here. Appreciate you watching online, and pray that the Lord ministers to all of us. Amen. Back in this corner over here, we have Larry Vine. Good to have him. Amen. He pastored Camden for about 30 years, I think, something like that. And just a great man of God. And over here, we have Rich Woodard, all the way from Texas, and we're glad to have him. Amen. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 3. As I begin to just reflect a little bit over this morning, I begin to pick up in the Spirit that there are needs in this body, not the ones that I know about, but things that I don't know about. The Lord was showing me, not specifics, but I just I know there's some hurting hearts here today, and so we want to be mindful of that, and we want to be mindful that the Lord is here to heal. Sheila Jackson fell yesterday and broke her. Fractured her leg above the knee. She's in the hospital today. So just be in prayer for her. Keith Poglich and Kathy had a son pass away on Friday night of a motorcycle accident. And they're here in the house of the Lord. I think that's very significant. and shows their faith in God. And we just want to love on them today. And nothing more powerful than love. And that's something that all of us hope that we'll never go through. And so our hearts are grieved for you, brother and sister, and Shannon, and all of you guys, the family. Man. Okay, turning Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to pick up at 8 and go through the end of the chapter. It says, to me, Paul is writing this, he said, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles. In other words, he's just like flabbergasted, like, to me. I'm not worthy of this assignment, but God gave this assignment to me. To preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly. Come on, this ought to get your motor going. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, that's us, by Jesus Christ to all generation forever and ever. Amen. Father God, we just come before you today. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you have chosen us to show your goodness, to put your grace inside of us, to put the gift of the Holy Spirit inside of us, Father. Lord, you have equipped us with all goodness, God. You have given us everything we need for this life and godliness. You have even made us a partaker of the divine nature of God. Father, I perceive in my spirit, Lord, that we need to taste of the divine nature of God today. Lord, there are those that we know that are hurting, and then there's people in this body that are hurting that we don't know, but you do. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord wants to reach down and touch people today. I believe that hope and encouragement should flow in this place like water in a river. God, I ask, Lord, that you would just minister, Lord, the grace of God in this place, that we would be a partaker today of your presence. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I titled this sermon, It's All About Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Last week we studied how the church is fitted together, how God puts us in the body, and he fits us together so that when you come to this church, it's a win-win. Wherever you go to church, doesn't matter where you go, wherever you go, it's a win-win. Because God says you're going to win, but they're going to win too. And so we need you as much as you need us. And we are looking for God to place people in the body. And you need to be careful that you don't jump ship. Lots of people today are jumping ship because they get mad about this, or they get offended about this, or they think they did something wrong. You don't leave the body of Christ until he tells you to leave, right? But we do that when we get our eyes off of Christ. Christ is our cornerstone. He's the stone in which we're all aligned to. We want to make sure that we're plumb with Jesus. And then we're growing. We have not arrived. Oh, you're going to be hard-headed on me today, aren't you? Slow crowd. We have not arrived, but we are all growing into a holy temple of God. Paul lists in Philippians 3, Paul lists his pedigree. And he says, I'm a Benjamin. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. I've studied under the greatest teachers, you know, in Israel. And I've done this and I've done that. And so, but today, well, actually in 1 Corinthians, he says something like this in chapter 15. He says, I'm the least of all the apostles. But in our scriptures today, he doesn't say he's the least of all the apostles. I'm less than the least of all the saints. Heard a preacher say this week, he says, there's only two kinds of people. They're saints and they're ain'ts. Whether you know it or not, we don't like this. We think saints is the Catholic Church makes them a saint. No, the Catholic Church ain't got nothing to do with it. God made you a saint. You are a saint of God. It calls you that in the scripture, so you can deny it if you want to, but you're denying the scripture. You may not be living too saintly, but if you've surrendered your heart to Jesus and you've asked him in your heart, you are a saint of God. And so he says, I'm the least of all these. Why is that significant? Because nothing starts without humility. And pride is a wicked thing. It's the original sin, you know. And pride is sneaky. It slips in when we don't expect it. And we begin, and pride is not a, there's poor people that are prideful and there's rich people that are prideful. There's uneducated people and there's educated people. Pride is it's non-discriminatory. I mean, it affects all of us. And if you're not careful, we can slip into this place of pride. That's why you get offended if the preacher doesn't shake your hand. Because you think you deserve something. We get offended over someone else, right? I don't think he was treated right. Knock it off. You keep your eyes on Christ. See, when you start getting your eyes on people, that's when we mess up. People will always fail you. The best people in the world will disappoint you. But it's not about that. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep walking in humility. There go I, except by the grace of God. Right? Paul, I love this statement. He says, God gave me this precious gift of taking the gospel to the Gentiles, but I didn't deserve it. Man, why me? Have you ever thought that? God, I don't know why you've blessed me so much. And if you don't see the blessing of God, if you're just singing the woes is me, you need to get over yourself. If you can't see the faithfulness of God, you need to repent. You need to ask Jesus, open my eyes that I may see the goodness and the faithfulness of God. I wonder sometimes when we begin to get out of humility, how do we get back? And the way we get back into humility, and you know humility is not thinking bad about yourself, right? It's not thinking less of me. It's thinking less about me. It's thinking about others before me. It's allowing people to see the real me. You know, we all wear masks, right? You get dressed up and go to church. And I ain't talking about this dress. I'm talking about this dress. I've got to act like everything is good with me today. Oh, I got my act together. No, you don't. You ain't no different than the rest of us. We're all just a big mess. Thankful for the gift of God, right? But I'll tell you how, if you feel like you're maybe walking in pride, if you feel like maybe this is happening in your life, that maybe there's some deception there and you've moved into pride, you've moved out of humility, you begin to concentrate on the goodness of God. You begin to concentrate on the grace of God. See, I don't think we can look at His grace and His mercy and His goodness and still walk in pride. It's impossible. All of a sudden, when you begin to look at His goodness, you take your eyes off of you. And you realize, I'm not so good, but He loves me anyway. Hallelujah. We begin to reflect on His goodness. Paul was not, when he made this statement, he's not thinking about his past life of killing Christians. He's not thinking about that. He's meditating on how God has blessed him. It's all about God's grace in his life. What was the message that he took to the Gentiles? It was the unsearchable riches of Jesus. I am so sorry if you've been taught it's all about religion. It's not about religion. It's not about what's over the door. It's about what's in here. The unsearchable riches of Jesus. You know, I feel like a lot of Christians never fully know how good He is. Say, what do you mean, Pastor? I've said this many times. Jesus plus anything else is a perversion of the gospel. And I've watched too many Christians submit their heart to Christ, and then they don't say this, but they act it. Is there anything else out there? Well, I've got Jesus, but I need money. I've got Jesus, but I need a companion. I got Jesus, but I need to get this. I need to read this self-help book. Jesus is not fully satisfying me, so I got to look elsewhere. No, you've not found Him yet. He is the unsearchable riches of God. Everything that God has is wrapped up in that man, that God of Jesus. Colossians 2 verse 9 and 10 says, "For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." You want to see God? You want to know what God is like? Examine Christ. To me, that's not the best part of this verse. He says, "And you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power." You are complete in Christ. Let me give you a little flash here. Treva does not complete me. Now, Hollywood tells you that. Oh, she completes me. No, she does not. She may compliment me, but she does not complete me. And I do not complete her. There's only one that completes us, that makes us whole. Can Humpty Dumpty, who fell off the wall, be put back together again? Only by the grace of God. He completes us. So we must push in to know Him. Folks, I'm telling you, we're pushing in every direction in life, and we've got all of our directions wrong. Quit looking elsewhere. Move towards Jesus. You want to know Jesus? Know His Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word of God. That's how you get to know who He is. And that's where every answer that you're ever going to face in life, all the problems, all the junk that comes along with life, you're going to discern what you need to know in Jesus Christ. Not going to come. It's not going to come by a relationship. Did you hear me? not coming through a relationship. Oh, I'm telling you, relationships are wonderful. I love my wife with all my heart. It's the greatest gift God's ever given me. Amen. Wonderful woman. I pray that you feel the same way, men. I know she feels the same way about me. I mean, geez, come on. But completion only comes from Christ. Completion. And Lord, don't we need that? In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus taught them a parable. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for the joy over it, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field." What is that treasure? That treasure is Jesus Christ. When you found him, quit looking. Oh, you didn't get it. When you find Christ, quit looking elsewhere. He is the treasure that's worth abandoning everything in life. Just go after Christ. See, it's not that he is limited. It's we are the mistake. It's we're not pushing in to know him like we need to. You need peace, he is your peace. You need comfort, he is your comfort. You need wisdom, he is your wisdom. You need money, he can provide that too. I'm thankful that God doesn't just care about me spiritually. Oh, he wants me to go to heaven. Hallelujah, he does. But he cares about right here, right now. He cares about what your Sunday looks like. He cares about this last week. What did you go through? The last 6 months? What trial are you in? Jesus cares. And he wants to help you through it. He says he's the unsearchable riches of Jesus. He got to take that message to the Gentiles. I thought about that just a little bit. And I thought, the unsearchable riches, forgiveness. Hallelujah. It doesn't get any better than that. Your past is your past. And it's gone. And he doesn't remember it. You do. And Satan does. And man, he reminds you all the time of your past, right? But your past is your past. He does not weigh his judgment on the past. Thank you, Jesus. We have salvation. We have peace and joy. We have eternal life. We have access to God. We have the Holy Spirit. We have victory over Satan. We have meaning and we have purpose. You know how many people are looking for that in life? I'm just looking for my purpose. Oh, that's simple. I can handle that one. I got it. I'm not even smart, but I know what your purpose is. Serve God with all your heart. Love him. Love people. That's your purpose. Be pleasing to the Lord. He also says that I've come to give the manifold wisdom of God. What is the manifold wisdom of God? It's multifaceted, greatly diversified, but it's all about Jesus. The manifold wisdom of God. Now, here's what I think it's not, but there is wisdom like this. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. James 1:5, I believe. So you have a decision. You need to make some decisions. You need the wisdom of God. God will give you that. God will help you. I don't believe that's what he's talking about here specifically. I believe that God, if you think you're short of understanding, short in the area of wisdom and intelligence, he'll help you. I believe that with all my heart. I believe your IQ goes up when you serve him. Now that's not Bible, okay? That's Kelleher 1:1, okay? Not Bible. But I believe as we serve him, God enlightens us to know. But the manifold wisdom of God is so much more. He opens up our minds to understand our purpose and to understand his purpose. And he says God's eternal purpose was to even show the angels, the principalities and powers, to show them. And when I read that, every time I read principalities and powers, I think of demonic spirits. But this is not talking about demonic spirits. This is talking about heavenly spirits, heavenly angels. Because he says, in the heavenly places. What is that all about? You are to display the goodness of God even to angelic beings. The Bible says, let me read a verse to you. It says, where is that? Oh, 1 Peter, I'm jumping ahead. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you, that those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which the angels desire to look into. The angels of heaven look at you and marvel. What is this salvation all about? Isn't that amazing? Do you realize what I'm trying to tell you today? You're the posters of God. Everywhere we go, we are showing the goodness of God. We're showing the love of God. You don't get any better than that, right? We're showing the love of God to not only to each other, but to heavenly people, to the angels. You know, one of the verses that when I think about the manifold wisdom of God, I think this. There's a verse in the book of Acts that says that the people was looking at Peter and John. They says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. You ever had anybody look at you and say, well, he's not very smart. That's basically what they were doing. These guys haven't been trained. But they were marveling. Where did they get their wisdom? Why do such profound statements flow from these guys? He says, they looked at them and they marveled. And then they realized that these guys had been with Jesus. What if people at your work said, I've known you for a long time, but lately I'm amazed at what you're walking in. I'm amazed at you because we went to grade school together. I know you. We live two doors down from you. We know each other. But I know something's different about you. I had a kid in seventh grade. Came to me and we were best friends. And he looked at me and he said, I don't know what you've got, but I want what you got. And I said, Michael, it's Jesus. And I speak in tongues. You want to hear me? Okay, I was 13. Give me some help. Yeah, he quit being my best friend. I think I scared him just a little bit. In Ephesians chapter 1, when Paul is praying for them, he says that, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. Don't get your eyes off Christ. Come on, you got to hear that. I want you to get this. Oh, man, so much happening in our world. Isn't it disgusting? Are you like me? I can't even hardly to stomach to watch the news. I watch the news for a little time and I'm thinking, dear God, what's happening in America? I think if it continues to go, we're going to have to drop the United. Maybe we should, if you really want to describe us, maybe we should say it's the divided United, the divided states of America. And we're learning it from our leaders. This is why the church, not the building, not the organization, but you are so important right now. Because we can be unified. Even with their differences in doctrine, we can still be unified. We can love each other. And that's what it's really all about. We have an opportunity in this division that's going on in America. We have an opportunity to show them there's a better way. Look at him. And it happens in the church all the time. People start looking at the pastor. And that's unfortunate. And I mean this. They start looking at the pastor thinking, boy, he's got his act together. Are you kidding me? I know too many of them. There's no pastor that has his act together. We're just like hanging on to Christ. See, the job that he asked pastors to do is absolutely undoable without him. You can't accomplish being a pastor without Christ. He says there's some blessings here. As he begins to pray, he says, because of Jesus, that we are in him, we can come boldly, confidently to the throne of God. What a blessing. The fact that we can pray is amazing. It's an amazing blessing. In your high time and in your low time, you pray. The Bible says in Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You know what most people do when they have a problem? See you later, baby. Won't see you for 6 months. Why? Because they run from the house of God. It's what's so astounding about this family right here. They probably have never had a day worse than this weekend. And what do? They come to the house of God. Why? Because that's where they're going to get their help. Don't run from him, run to him, even when you blow it. Say, Eric, you just don't know what I did last week. I don't care what you did. I just know you need Jesus. Come to the house of the Lord. Buddy, I don't know any of us that doesn't need grace and mercy. He prays for the Ephesians and he said, I pray that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might. Anybody need strength? Anybody going through such turmoil, such hell, that you don't think you can make it? You can make it. I mean, this is something that God showed Zechariah back in the Old Testament. He said, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. So the might that he's talking about is God's Spirit in you that will help you get out of any problem. I don't care what it is. God's got the answer for you. Strengthen them, Lord, by your might. By your might. He goes on and he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts. It's more than salvation. That Christ may dwell in your hearts and that you would be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted, these are agricultural terms. Rooted, grounded in the love of God. Is your foundation love? Boy, can't we make it about so many different things? I mean, the world is just pulling on us, trying to conform us. Folks, it don't get any richer than this. He said, no, I want your foundation to be love. And I'm not just talking about the people you like. We're rooted and grounded in love so we can make a difference in people, even the ones that maybe we don't want to be around all the time. I want your decisions to come from this root. What you say. See, if we just respond to people in our nature, it's going to be sharp when they hurt us, when they offend us, when we don't think alike. What's the greatest commandment, Jesus? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. Well, what's the second? To love your neighbor. You don't get any more mature in Christ than love. You don't get any higher in Christ than love. I can't wait till I get spiritually mature, Lord, I can do this and I'll do that. What's your love walk like? Are you loving people? Are you giving them a piece of your mind? You don't have that much. You better not give it away. You better keep all you got. Instead of responding, how about letting Jesus speak through you? The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. You might want to remember that the next time you and your wife are going at it. You and your coworker. Where there is no wood, the fire will go out. Those are all Proverbs. In other words, quit adding wood to the fire. Shut up. It's hard to fight with a quiet person. Isn't it? Treva? You know that's not my strong suit, don't you? Quiet and me just doesn't hardly go in the same place. He says that you may be rooted and grounded there. Listen to these words. That you may be able to comprehend. Doesn't say teach. That you may be able to teach. No. No, you. Do you understand how much he loves you? I don't think most of us do. Most of us think Jesus died for the world. No, Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you to the point that he knows you by name. You're not just a number. You're important to God. He knows you. He loves you. He cares about you. He knows what you're going through right now, and he has the answer. But you've got to push in a little bit. You see, Christianity today is all about what I get. Take all the responsibility off of me, Pastor. I don't like to hear that responsible part. I just want to know what's he going to do for me. The Bible says, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Now you tell me, the responsibility is on who? On us. I have to submit to God. I have to resist the devil. And then I have to take the first step towards him. It's like the prodigal son. Prodigal son, the Bible says he came to his senses when he was afar off. And he said, man, the servants in my father's house are treated better than I'm treated. I think I'm going to go home. And I better think of what I'm going to say to Dad. He comes up with this whole line. And as he's coming up that old dirty, dusty trail, the father's standing on the hill looking. Maybe today is the day that my son will come home. He never stops looking for us. Aren't you thankful the grace of God never stops? When his son gets up there, he says, Dad, I've got something to tell you. He says, shut up, son. I got something to show you. I can see him grabbing that boy and embracing him and kissing him on that old dirty cheek. Speaking to his servants, he said, go get a family ring. Go get a robe and go get some shoes. My son who was dead is alive again. That's what God thinks about you. He loves you that much. But he wants you to understand his love. He wants you to walk in his love. Now, what's Satan do? Satan will tell you God's mad at you. God saw what you did last week. Don't you think you're going to get anything from God the way you acted last week? You bring that up to the Lord. Lord, what I did last week. And he says, what did you do last week? That's been forgiven. You asked me to forgive you. I don't remember that. The love of God. You know, Ray Anderson cannot preach a sermon without coming back to the love of God. He has more revelation on this than anybody I've ever seen. He understands this whole book. This whole book is all about the love of God. Are you rooted? You know, I've had some difficulty with people occasionally in the ministry. Can you imagine that? Oh, church people are so wonderful. Yeah, sheep bite. So I got desperate. And I pulled out my book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I thought, Jesus, I need a little help. And the more I read, I thought, oh, this is nothing but manipulation. And Jesus said, that's right. He said, love them. Love them. Love your enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you. When someone says something ugly, answer with a kind word. Yes. That's what sets us apart. Say, Pastor, I can't do that. I know, neither can I. He can. All I have to do is yield. Well, there's two things I have to do. I have to yield, and then I have to pause. See, my first reaction, when you're ugly, I want to get ugly back. If you're sharp tongue, I want to get sharp tongue too. But if I pause, just hesitate, it allows the Lord to step in and say, don't answer that way. Do this. It's marvelous, the wisdom of God. There's relationships that some of you think that you can't conquer. They ain't ever going to like me. That's from the devil. There's some things that you're going through right now that you're knocking your head against the wall. This is what the Lord was sharing with me in Sunday school, in the class back there. You're knocking your head against the wall thinking, how do I solve this? How do I solve this? And you don't have the answer, and you never will. But he does. Let me just say this. Quit trying to please men. Man, that's the most exhausting thing in the world. It is not your job to make everybody happy. Don't please men. Please him. That makes it simple, doesn't it? All you got to do is please God. And God will make your enemies to be at peace with you. That is the word of God. You see how wonderful he is? You see that he cares. Does anybody else get frustrated in this church? Oh, yeah. Thank you for your honesty, both of you. The three of us are going to repent after service. I get frustrated. You know why? Most of the time it's because I keep trying to solve my own problems. But you know what a humble man does? A humble man says, I can't do this. I need your help. Will you help me today? Will you walk with me through this next week, 2 weeks, year? Yeah, he will. He will hold your hand. You know, one of the things that we learn from Scripture is God is amazing at turning tragedy into triumph. See, the very thing that you're fighting against, you're doing everything you think you can just to hold it together. God said, no, no, no. Just give that to me. Joseph, God gave him visions, dreams. And then the next thing you see is his brothers are selling him as a slave. After that, he's working for Potiphar, I believe. And Potiphar's wife takes a liking to him, wants to have sex with him. And he gets out of Dodge. He leaves his overcoat, his jacket, just to get away from that woman. So now he's thrown into jail as a rapist or attempted rape. I'm telling you, I don't know if you've ever had a day like that, but those are not good days. I hate to be falsely accused. Don't accuse me of something that you know why? When somebody falsely, I want to say, I didn't do that. I want to justify me. But you don't have to when you're a kid's king. King's kid. He will make it right. When we win, it's because we keep our eyes on Christ. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's Paul's message to the Gentiles, to us. Hey, I'm going to make it easy. It's all about Jesus. He loves you so much. You will triumph as you walk with him. Would you stand with me? Oftentimes, our prayer is just this. Lord, take this problem away from me. Deliver me from this problem. And the answer to that usually is something like this. No. I'm not going to take the problem away. I'm going to show you how to have victory in the problem. I'm going to show you that you can overcome this. And not only will you be the better person, but he will begin to elevate you. Why? Because he can trust you. I feel like the Lord shared with me this morning that I am to lay hands on a few people. I don't know why. I don't ask the Lord those questions. But if you're here today, besides the Poglich family, I mean, they are welcome to come if they want to. But I haven't preached this sermon to them. I preached it to you. If there's things going on in your world and your head is sore because you've been beating your head against the wall trying to solve your problems yourself, I want you to step out of your chair. I want you to come and line up here. And I just want to lay my hands on you. Don't be prideful. This may be the element of humility that you need, is to say, I need help. And I'm not asking a man. I'm asking God. God, help me in this challenge. So if you're here, God bless your heart. Didn't get a good report, did you? That's okay. That's not his report. That's man's report. Amen. Have faith. That's great. Amen. This is the Poglich family. Would some of you just come and surround them? Love on them. Father God, we just come before you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they knew that their strength would be in the house of God. That they knew they needed the church to come alongside to help bear them up in this time. God, I pray, Lord, I pray, God, for your comfort. But Lord, we celebrate Joe. We celebrate, even though his life was short, we celebrate his life, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the people that he has loved. I thank you, Lord, for the people that have loved him. I pray for Daddy. God, I pray, Lord, comfort his heart today, God. Lord, I know, Lord, as a father myself, this is grievous, God. This heart has to be breaking, as well as the rest of the family. And I know, Lord, only you can touch his heart. Only you can lead and guide them to walk with them through this difficult time. So, Lord, we just look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, help us through this difficulty. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Linda. God, the doctor says this is not good. But Lord, we're not leaning on the doctor's report. We're leaning on the word of the Lord who says that she is healed. God, she knows that you are faithful. She knows, Lord, you have touched her and brought her through cancer. Lord, and Lord, even though, Lord, it's come back in a different area, God, we still look to you and we still say what the Bible says, that by your stripes we were healed. So, Lord, we're not in despair. God, either way this goes, we win, God. And I pray, Lord, right now for the divine hand of God to touch Linda. And Lord, my prayer is to drive the cancer away. Lord, every ounce of it, every seed of it be gone. Die in Jesus' name. Father, we lean on you. Walk with Linda, God. Lord, many times things like this are difficult to get through. So, Lord, I pray, be her strength, be her comfort, be her husband. Help her, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's right. That's exactly right. I'd love to see Maxine myself. I don't know who is up here for prayer. Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for Jen. God, I don't know what she's going through. I know some of it, Lord. But I know, Lord Jesus, she's found. She's found her peace. She's found her strength. Lord, she just needs to push in today just a little bit more to receive the gift of God, that salvation, the soundness, not the one that takes us to heaven, but the one who gets us through the hard times of life. God, open her mind right now and let the peace of God flood her thoughts. God, if there's something she needs to do, Lord, I pray, write it on the wall with clarity, God. Lord, she's willing to obey you in every way. So, God, I rebuke the devourer over her life. I rebuke Satan from lying to her. I rebuke Satan from telling her what her future is going to be, because he doesn't know the future. He's a liar anyway. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that your word is true all the time. I pray, God, let your spirit flood her heart in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, Sam. God, I pray, Lord, right now for overcoming power. God, let her see for just a second who she used to be and who she is today. Let her see the growth of her person. Let her see, Lord, how much she has grown in you. And God, then show her, Lord, you're not finished. You're just taking her to the next level, to the next place, God. And yeah, there's some valleys to get to the next level. There's some lessons that you've got to learn. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, walk beside her. Give her everything she needs for life and godliness. It's already there. Help her to receive it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Your name is Jesus.
Prayer. God bless my little brother. Lord, I'm not sure what he's going through, but God, I know you're faithful. I pray, Lord, that he would trust you with all of his heart. God, I pray that he would look to you and be a lover of Jesus, God. I pray that you would reveal to him how much you love him. God, let this young man know how special he is. Let him know that he's not a mistake, but you have created him exactly the way you wanted. God, he is to enjoy your presence, your spirit, God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, God. Open his mind to receive what you want him to know. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. We rejoice with what you have done in their
to
life,
every
God.
Soul
we rejoice in the grace of God. Lord, you have been powerful in this family. And we just want to come to you and say thank you. But Lord, they're raising five children. Lord, they're got obligations everywhere. God, they need help. Lord, sometimes it seems like mom and dads can't even sleep, that we're busy all the time. Lord, I pray right now for rest in Jesus' name. Let them enter into the rest of God. Listen, you don't have to please anybody but Him. You're not supposed to please your parents or anyone else. You just please Jesus. And let the peace of God rest in your heart. Sister, walk into that rest. Jesus has a place of rest for you. Walk into the rest of God. And it's in that rest that He's going to reveal answers Jesus to the questions that you have. He knows what He wants. Don't worry. Quit worrying about the future. Worry doesn't help you one iota. You just trust. You trust Jesus that He'll take you to the place that He wants you. You trust Jesus for every one of those kids. He's got them. He loves
Jesus
you. And you're doing a remarkable job.
Jesus,
Jesus applauds you as Jesus a way that you are passing your values,
over
your faith
every
down to your children. Father,
Jesus,
bless in Jesus' name. May the power of God rest upon the wagons
the
right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, touch my brother's heart. God, I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. Lord, I pray, Lord, that he would walk in the love of God, that his foundation would be love. God, I pray, Lord, open his mind to the newness, to the freshness of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you said that in the Spirit there's times of refreshing. I pray right now, God, that he would have that time of refreshing. Lord, when life is pushing in on us, God, and I've got this worry and I got that worry and I got to take care of this one and I got to take care of that one. No, you don't. All you got to do is please the Master. Jesus will take care of all the problems that you have. Jesus is the answer to your daughters. Jesus is the answer to your dad. Jesus is the answer for the loneliness in your heart. Don't look to another. Look to him. He will satisfy every longing that you have. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for my sister, Lord Jesus. Let the power of God rest upon her. God, I pray, Lord, she really is that poster child. She's showing her family, she's showing her friends, she's showing this church the manifold wisdom of God. Father, when people look at Shay, they see grace. They see the love of God. Lord, it doesn't get any better than that. Father, I pray that she would judge herself, that she would quit being harsh towards herself, that she would just allow you to shine through her like she is, God. Answers are in you. You can't fix anybody, but you can. You just delight yourself in the Lord. His word says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in him. Let her be pleasing in the sight of God.
God, if she's in jail right now, like Joseph was, show her that life can change in one day. Life with Christ has the power of changing that quickly. So stay hopeful. Stay in Christ. He is your future and your hope. And so don't let Satan paint your future for you, because all he knows is destruction. He'll paint his future and say it's your future, and it's not your future. You let God tell you what your future is. No one else. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch your heart. Hallelujah. Children are blessed because of her.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to let those that are praying continue to pray, but we'll go ahead and dismiss the service formally. Just a couple announcements that I have to help Dale out. Tomorrow night, if anybody still wants to be join Jen's class for Celebrate Recovery, tomorrow night is the last night to sign up for that. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up for that and you would like to, please do that quickly. And then next Sunday, after service, we're going to have a meeting for all the hospitality groups. So door greeters, ushers, welcome center, all those people. I know on the app it says it's today, but we'll do it next Sunday immediately after service. So if you're involved in that or would like to be involved in that, we'd like for you to stay after next week while we meet if we could. So raise your hand, receive the Lord's blessing. May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.